Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Dermatologist Day. It's also National Jewel Day. You can play Bejeweled. You can buy some jewels. It's National Canine Veterans Day, National Good Samaritan Day, National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, and lastly, because I like to end with food, and they just popped up an ad, it's National Coconut Tort Day, which really just looks like a... Well, again, I don't know if these cakes are accurate. I don't know if the photos are accurate on the site that I look at as to what they are. They could have just gone to some stock image site and just said, picture of a dessert, you know, and so it may not even be the same thing. I have no idea. So if they did that, then it's wrong. But the picture that they have there is of a cake, just a layer cake with coconut frosting. And I'm not sure. I mean, that could be right. It definitely could be right. Okay, well, we're going to look and see if we have any voicemails. I don't think we do. Just a reminder, you know, I don't want to nag you guys. Oh, two things. First of all, you can contact me. 479-221-9393. And I love contact so much. Also, Leo, I saw your Instagram thing, and I don't know if I responded to it now, but I will if I didn't. I think I did, but I'm not sure. My brain. So thank you. That was nice. I don't want to harass you, but you're an attractive man. And I like men, you know. It's just, who would have thought? Okay, I'm being awkward. Anyway, thanks for contacting me. The other thing I was going to say is, you know, I was, look, I'm just going to say this. Now, I feel like my co-host is going to make fun of me for this. I would not mind making money podcasting, okay? We're all like, oh, we're the open source of podcasting. We're not going to charge anyone for anything, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we all know that I'm a creative person. I would love to do something creative and get paid for it. You know, and I'm playing my trumpet right now. And this thing that I'm playing in, they're paying me $700. I mean, you know, it's nothing to sneeze at. It's a pretty good amount of money. It's going to go towards whatever bonus gift I buy myself because our bonus is coming in the next. It might be coming tomorrow, but I'm not. Now I don't know. It may be in today. And as you guys are listening to this, there may be a bonus flowing into my paycheck. It could be 2 weeks from now, but it's either tomorrow or 2 weeks from now. But anyway, regardless. So that is happening, and I always reward myself, you know, usually just something like around the cost of maybe an iPad or something like, or I'll buy a Mac Mini for my studio, you know, if I need to upgrade something or whatever, just a little, you know, thank you for working all year long, Adam, you know, but I'm also potentially going to sell my ATEM video switcher because the Rodecaster is so much simpler and seems to work better for me. And I like having both of my pieces of equipment Rodecaster. So I'm thinking of selling my ATEM equipment. So I'm going to get a little bit of money for that. And I'm also going to get that $700 from the playing in the theater. So I'm going to put all that together to get myself a present. But anyway, going back, I would not mind making money podcasting, you know, podcasting, 3D printing, whatever, busking, playing my trumpet. And, you know, I could piece all those together and maybe one day I could just, you know, that could be my early retirement. I could just do those things to make money instead of doing what I do now. And part of that would be figuring out how to make money podcasting. So I was wondering if I was to add some additional incentive, and start a Patreon or something like that, would any of my listeners be interested in, you know, supporting me through a Patreon? And I don't want to say supporting me, but I'm just saying, you know, I do this 5 days a week. I love doing it, but I also don't think there's anything wrong with making money podcasting, you know, or making money doing creative things. So I'm just going to test out the water and see, is anyone interested in that? So if I did like a Patreon, would anyone be interested in joining the Patreon? And if so, what kind of content would you want extra? Because I already do 5 days a week. Would you want, I don't know, extended stories, question and answer, you know, some things for list, you know, Patreons, or a separate podcast, you know, just for you behind the scenes. Like when I don't know, I don't do much setup or tear down when I record, but a little extra before or after the show, included in your feed. Or the other thing I was thinking is I could do once a week. I don't know if I want to commit to once a week, but we'll see. I could do little videos just like on my phone, and only people who like, oh, this is me cooking chili. This is what it looks like when I'm cooking chili or whatever. So I don't know. I'm not saying I am doing this, but if I were to do that, is that something that anyone, and if no one responds, I'll think, okay, well, there's your answer, boo. Nobody wants any. I'll tell you this. I support, really, I don't care about extra content, but there is this podcast that I listen to every day, and I love it. It's called The Morning Stream. And it's, you know, it's my favorite non-LGBTQ plus podcast. I mean, they're friendly, but they're, you know, two straight guys, basically. One of them's a Mormon, or I don't know if he still is a Mormon. It's very unclear if he's still a Mormon. I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter whether he's a Mormon or not. Basically, I support them, and I support them at quite a bit. I support them at quite a bit of, it's like, I think I do like $25 per month, because I listen to them 5 days a week. So, and they do at least an hour and a half, 5 days a week. So I get, I don't know, what is that? It's like 7.5 hours or 8 hours, something like that. 7.5 hours every week. And then you multiply that times 4, it's 28. And you got to add some other, it's like 30 hours a week. I don't know if that's correct, but it's close. And so I figure a dollar an hour or less than a dollar an hour, I'm okay. It's like, you know, if you buy an album or something and you listen to it over and over and over again, like a comedy album, who does that anymore? But I'm just saying, if you did, what are albums nowadays? $20, $30? I don't even know, because who buys them? But anyway, so I don't know. It's just, I support them. And they have this physical swag that they send. And they give, now I do like extra perks when it comes to, I want to support them because I get a lot of enjoyment out of their show. But at the same time, they send this physical swag where they send, he's an artist, so he draws stuff. And they're cool, but they're just these little postcard size prints of his drawings. And what am I going to do with those? They're not postcards. So I don't think I can send them. They just have the Morning Stream logo on one side and they have a drawing on the other. So it would be smarter if they were, I should tell him that. It would be smarter if it was a postcard on one side. Like you could write a little bit of a letter and use it as a, that's a really good, I don't know if they ever do that because I usually just throw them away when they, but all I'm saying is, see, but the content that I do, or what I do like getting for the money, is extra content because I enjoy listening to them. And so if that's what you guys want, you know, or if anyone is interested, you know, I do a lot of podcasting during the week, but I could think of something, even if it's like from the car or whatever. So there you go. There's your, I had a break in between because I don't know if you probably noticed a change in voice or something, but Mark came home because I always mistime my recording. It's either I start too early or too late or whatever. And I keep overlapping with him coming home. And so the garage door goes up and then I know he's going to come up here and say hi to me. And because I don't yet have my 3D printed on air sign that I am going to make. I know you can buy them, but I'm going to make a custom one for myself. One of these days, when I finish my wall organizer stuff that I'm doing and when I finish my new business idea, I've got to do at least some display units for my business. And it's a 3D printing adjacent business, but it would be, I think if it scaled, if a lot of people started ordering these products, I would use one of those 3D printer farms and just to facilitate, to print and ship. I know there are companies that do that, so. Update on the ham map web, or the, well, podcastmaps.com. Coming right along, the login issue is now resolved. Not only is the login issue resolved, it logs in and displays your Google profile image, which is what I wanted. So that is working. Login and logout are both working. I have one more thing to fix, and then this is going to go to production, but again, there's nothing you can do at the moment different. You can log in and go, ooh, I'm logged in, but more features to come. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.